Hey, this is Mike McCready, inventor of the first ever, but now discontinued, dog food flavor potato chips, and your host on episode 52 of the Hook Blast podcast. Turns out there isn't as big of a market as I thought for nostalgic childhood flavors. Well, that and the FDA really put the nail in the coffin. My Uncle Terry always used to tell me the only way I'd ever be rich is if I changed my name. So as a last resort, I've actually been considering it, but I haven't decided on a new name. This has really been a tough week. Anyway, this is the podcast where you discover a few new catchy songs. You add the ones you love to your own streaming playlists or subscribe to mine at hookblast.com. You rock out all week while I stay home feeling bitter and once again doubting whether I should have just kept these songs for myself. Anyway, after you rock out all week, you come back next week and we repeat this whole ordeal. This week's TikTok dancer is Sweetie Dancer, and you can see her doing her groove by navigating to this episode at hookblast.com or by searching for the Hook Blast podcast on YouTube. Okay, some housekeeping. If any of you have thoughts on how I can disable my wife's autocorrect function, send your tips to me on Twitter at HookBlast. You know, or slide into my DMs on Instagram. But she sees everything, so just be sure to spell properly. Oh, and before you do anything at all today, make sure there are no dirty dishes in the sink. Or don't leave clean ones in the dishwasher. Or forget to feed the hostages. At Hook Blast is also where you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Clubhouse. And sometimes you can find me on the corner of Hudson and Canal Streets, where I'm handing out signed 8x10s of myself. The Hook Blast podcast has a Facebook page, a YouTube channel, and, well, you know I don't like to brag, but I have all these apps on my phone, and I've only been temporarily blocked on 3 of them. Well, actually all of them. What are inappropriate self-promotion images anyway? You said the Speedo didn't look good on me, so what was I supposed to do, leave it on? I don't think so. Today's my wife's birthday, and I know this because, well, the best way to remember your wife's birthday is to forget it once. I mean, I don't recommend you try it, but if you do, you'll never forget it again. Last year, I got her one of the small bottles of Chanel No. 5 perfume, because I wanted to give her a little surprise. And believe me, she was a little surprised, because, well, she was expecting a big vacation. So I guess I nailed it. This year, I wanted to surprise her again, but it didn't go over too well. Last night, when she found out I replaced our bed with a trampoline, she hit the roof. Sorry. Okay, let's get to today's hooks. First up today is something for anyone who's a fan of mainstream radio tunes. Poppy, fun, and upbeat are three adjectives people often use to describe, well, me. But in this case, it's a song about the universal feeling of having fallen in love and then having felt the loss of love. Like being told to sleep on the couch until your behavior improves. It's from songwriter Precedence, featuring Azenda on vocals. The song is called This Feeling. Haven't felt this feeling in a while. Haven't felt this feeling and I don't mind. Cause it just takes me out of my zone. Maybe I do great things out of my own. Take you out of my mind. that's a good feel-good track, and those beats were created by producer Danzo. Right behind that, I've got a great pick-me-up song for female empowerment. I probably shouldn't play this one at home. It was written during this quarantine for the pandemic while dreaming about new futures. It's from artist Lucy Lynch featuring Nick Gertson. It's called Yes I Can. That's Yes I Can. Okay, I don't know if you're a fan of Childish Gambino. I mean, how would I? But if you are, you might like the song that's coming up next. It's called Motivation by artist Saint Thief. It's about being in a relationship when you're not sure if your partner will stay. Or suddenly, without any explanation, lets her sister visit for 2 weeks, and because of her possible exposure to COVID, you have to move your desk to the patio and work out in the cold for 10 days. Fans of Party Next Door and Drake will also connect with this song. That song is called Motivation. I was asked to attend a motivational speech last week. I was gonna go, but in the end I was just like, why? Anyway, that song won't be out on the streaming services until February 7th. As soon as it's available, we'll add it to our playlists on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, and YouTube, which you can find at hookblast.com. Or if nothing else, you can call me and I'll sing it to you. You don't have to applaud, but just stop hanging up on me before I'm done. Not all the songs we play on the show are available on the streaming services. Sometimes they never are. You just have to let it go. Some things are never gonna happen. It's over. Sometimes, even when you get all dressed up, no kids are gonna come to my birthday party. Anyway, when songs I play here aren't on the streaming services, I'll start putting a link to where you can go listen to them in the show notes. Okay, songwriter Stephen Gary said he was having an email conversation with a friend when he wrote the sentence, "Things change. Lord knows things change." You know, like when she used to like you, but now just texts all day with that creep Randy. Anyway, his friend replied, "That would make a good song title." So up next is a fun country blues track called Things Change. Plans. Tonight I found her, she was with another man. Now she's packing up and gone, leaving me so all alone. And when I asked her why, she would only say, "Well, things change. Lord knows things change. That's by Stephen Gary. Okay, well, it's February now, and that reminds me, I'm going to celebrate by putting on a pair of my new February-themed underwear, you know, with Cupid hearts. February's usually fine, you know, usually just 28 days, unlike the other months where you have to wear your underwear for 30 or 31 days. But don't wear it longer. I always tell kids, change your underwear once a month. whether you need to or not. Coming up last on episode 52, I came in last in my third grade track meet. And this is artist MD Wright. He said he came up with the idea for this song as he was feeling that Montreal-based artists were being overlooked by the industry. Well, duh. You have to be from a real country. Anyway, he decided he wanted to show everyone who he is and to make a statement. So, I don't know, maybe he put on a Speedo with a buffalo plaid lumberjack hat. That won't work. It's been done. I still didn't get a date and ended up in Facebook jail. This is Kings. No, I can't quit. It's my shit, and we gon' run this town tonight. Nobody want it, had to jump on it. Yeah, we gon' run this. We are the kings of the north. Chuck the memes up real high. MTL my city, we feelin' litty. Yeah, we gon' run this. That's MD Wright with Kings. We gon' run it. We gon' run. Okay, that's all the time we have for episode 52 of the Hook Blast podcast. Please share this episode with a couple of your friends who can use a few new catchy tunes in their life. All songs are used with the permission of the rights holders. Have a great week, if you want to. I'm not trying to tell you what to do or anything. Except, you know, share this episode with your friends. If you want to. It's not the law. I'll get you back here next week with a fresh batch of new hooks. Bye. No, I can't quit. It's my shit, and we go.